An overnight fire at a four-story hostel in New Zealand's capital has killed at least six people. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has told the AM morning news programme that he understands a number of people have been confirmed dead in the fire in Wellington and that there are likely to be more. Others are severely injured. Senior policeman Dion Bennett says it's best to not speculate on what exactly happened until we know more facts.
At this stage, the fire is unexplained, and police have brought in specialist investigators, investigative teams from around the country to support the Wellington district and the Wellington city to resolve this.
Meanwhile, senior coroner Anna Tutton adds, the last thing we want is to have families further traumatised.
In a case like this, identification can be a painstaking, slow, complex process, especially when people are severely injured. That process takes time.
Residents had to flee the four-story building in their pyjamas in what a fire chief called his worst nightmare. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.